Travis Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman, topping the news, fighting terrorism in Europe. United States and Britain say they will work together to prevent attacks by Islamic radicals and counter violent extremism as police across Europe arrest dozens of terror suspects. British Prime Minister David Cameron spoke to reporters after a meeting Friday at the White House with President Obama.
We know what we're up against, and we know how we will win. We face a poisonous and fanatical ideology that wants to pervert one of the world's major religions, Islam, and create conflict, terror, and death.
President Obama said the U.S. continues to stand with France and all of its partners on the threat of terrorism. Friday, more than two dozen suspects were arrested in Belgium, France, Germany, and Ireland in continuing searches for suspected terrorists as the region remains on alert for potential attacks. President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron also spoke Friday about Iran's nuclear agenda and agreed that no more sanctions are needed and that diplomacy is the way to get resolve. A convoy of Chadian tanks and armored vehicles motored out of the capital Friday to help fight the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram. It was not clear if the troops might enter Boko Haram's stronghold in northeastern Nigeria. Officials in Malawi say massive flooding there has killed at least 176 people, and more rain is expected in the next 2 to 3 weeks. United Nations estimates that 110,000 people have been forced out of their homes due to the flooding. This is VOA News. International Criminal Court is opening a preliminary probe into possible war crimes in the Palestinian territories. Examination announced Friday will determine whether a full investigation is merited. And a full probe does go forward, it would open the door for charges against Israeli and Palestinian officials. The announcement comes 2 weeks after the Palestinian Authority submitted documents to the UN to join the Hague-based court known as the ICC. U.S. Defense Department says several hundred U.S. troops will start moving into the Middle East in the next 4 to 6 weeks to help train moderate Syrian rebels to fight the Islamic State. VOA's Carla Babb has details.
The program to train moderate Syrian rebels could involve about 1,000 U.S. trainers and support personnel. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says U.S. troops would start moving to the training areas within the next month or month and a half. And he says they won't be alone.
In addition to some countries hosting the training, which, again, we're grateful for, we expect that there will be countries that will also contribute trainers to this effort and to complement ours. So it's not just going to be a U.S. effort.
Kirby says the training could start as early as this spring and could potentially put trained rebels back in Syria by the end of the year. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
New York Post newspaper says some of its Twitter accounts were briefly hacked on Friday, with Post going out reporting false economic and military news. Apparent cyber attacks came just days after hackers attacked the Twitter and YouTube accounts of the U.S. Central Command, which oversees the U.S.-led airstrikes on the Islamic State militants. Fighting between Ukrainian government and separatist forces in the country's east claimed more lives on Friday. An intense battle there for control of the Donetsk airport continued. Officials in the city of Donetsk said 4 civilians had been killed, 1 wounded after shelling sparked a warehouse fire. Fighting in eastern Ukraine has intensified in recent days. On Tuesday, 13 people traveling in a bus south of Donetsk City were killed by a rocket strike. Warring sides have blamed each other for that attack. The director of the Swiss bank, Thomas Jordan, has defended a decision to allow the value of the Swiss currency to float freely against the euro. Surprise move sent the value of the Swiss franc up 30% against the euro. Analysis by 2 independent U.S. scientific groups indicates 2014 was the warmest year on record since 1880. An analysis of the Earth's surface temperatures by scientists at the U.S. space agency NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Studies in New York puts 2014's average temperature at 14.68 degrees Celsius.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
respect is my right to be hellish. I still get jealous. Aren't you sexy, beautiful?
Yes, the great Cedar Walton passed away at the age of 79 in August of 2013. And in the spring of 2012, I had a chance to hear him perform live at Birdland in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, and had a wonderful conversation with him backstage between sets. As a matter of fact, on this edition of the program, we'll hear quite a bit of music from the album that he performed live that night, and I hope you'll look forward to hearing that and hearing his comments as well. You'll hear a lot about his life and his history as a person and as a musician. He was born in Dallas, Texas, in the southern part of the United States of America, and after his education in Texas, Louisiana, and Colorado, he hit the streets and became a member of the jazz community as a member of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. As a matter of fact, he joined Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers on the same day that Freddie Hubbard, the great trumpeter, joined the band. And they were working together alongside Wayne Shorter and Curtis Fuller on the trombone, with Art Blakey behind the drums, of course, to create this album from 1961. With Cedar Walton taking a prominent role on the piano to kick off the song, here's Shaky Jake from the album Buhana's Delight. It's Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers featuring Cedar Walton to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Watching her driving by in her new whip so fly. Wish she could sing me a lullaby. To scoop her, I've got to try. In her eyes, there's a flame that burns right through my soul. Can't pretend to be cool. About to lose my control. Yeah, I know she's got plenty. Admirers, she's got many. Like an exotic fantasy. Into a frenzy, she sends me. Wow, I have to sit down and gather my wits now. Wanna caress those hips now. Wanna kiss those lips now.
Hey, baby, I know you're calling. I didn't answer twice. But baby, that's okay, it's nice for you to call anyway, see, okay, see, hey baby, you know it's okay if you don't call me anymore, cause I got a plenty, truckload of niggas like you at my door.
She wants plenty, she gets plenty, when she wants plenty, she gets plenty, when she wants plenty, she gets plenty, and then she gets plenty more.
Yup. And every day is her day, and every year is her year. Anyone tried to violate, they could straight disappear. She don't care if you play yourself, trying to step to her. The illest of gangsters are showing respect to her. Truly glamorous, she ain't impressed and it shows. She don't like your new clothes, she don't care about your playing pose. Do you suppose I could hook up and spend time with her? She's just how I dream. I bust my nine for her.
When she gets plenty, she gets plenty. When she gets plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. Any damn thing she wants.
Surgeon General. I provide vitamins and minerals. The charge that she's got on me should be federal. I was told never put the two before the one, son. But always cultivate your wisdom to help you build your kingdom. I want to be the answer to every question she has. So when I wish to enter, she'll be letting me pass. I know she wants to be with DOD eventually. But still, she got everything. Yeah, the girl's got plenty.
Flowers in. And plenty bad, 30, 22, 36 and a half. I hope that you will realize she got sex in bedroom eyes. Baby, baby, please don't break your neck, cause you gon' have a rip. Cause when it comes to love, I got plenty degrees, 120. My thigh slipped out my dress. Oops, when she gets plenty, she gets plenty.
She gets it all.
She wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty, and she gets plenty more.
Plenty more.
When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. Get in the damn thing I want, right?
In this game of life, it takes a lot to win. Plenty more, baby's what I got to give.
Yeah, yeah, baby, that's really nice. But I'm trying to read my book and you're in my life.
A woman like you could help me reach the top. If I get a chance to love you, I won't stop.
What? I didn't hear you, I was thinking about some stuff.
Baby, you so fine, I wanna smack myself. I don't need no support, I'm gonna back myself.
Baby, you so sweet. Now can you get the lotion and rub my feet?
In massage therapy, I got a master's degree. I give you plenty more than what you asking from me.
I need a little bit of space, a little bit of wealth.
Okay.
And oh, about the feet, a little to the left.
Like this? Like
yeah.
That? That feels good, right? Yeah. You don't really care.
I do.
You the queen.
More lotion.
Come on, you got plenty.
That's Guru from Jazzmatazz Volume 3 Street Soul with vocalist Erica Badu joining him on a song titled Plenty here on Jazz America. And I wanted to play that for you for a couple of reasons. First, it's a fine example of how hip-hop, modern-style music, can blend with jazz sensibilities to create a new form of jazz. And secondly, because because Erykah Badu, the vocalist on the song you just heard, has a lot of jazz in her voice, and she, like our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Cedar Walton, was born in Dallas, Texas. Let's go backstage to Birdland in New York City. It's the springtime of 2012. That's where I had a chance to speak with the great pianist, NEA Jazz Master Cedar Walton, after hearing his great band performing music from what was his latest release at that time, the 2011 release titled The Bouncer. We'll hear from that album after we talk to Cedar Walton. We are backstage with the great master, Mr. Cedar Walton, after a wonderful set here at Birdland in New York City. And thank you so much for taking just a few seconds to say hello
to us. My pleasure. I know you're going to pay me a 20 mil.
I got 20, but it ain't a mill. My first question, Cedar, is did you ever hang out with or meet Willis Conover, my predecessor at Voice of America?
Yeah, I did. I did. I certainly did. It's a hazy where we were when I met him, but I know I met him because that name rings a big bell. When you told me Voice of America, I kind of thought about him, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people do, and it's funny how people in the USA don't know him so much, although he would introduce the acts of Newport and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. It was an occasion like that where I met him. He's a nice fellow.
We're trying to carry on his legacy. He was there for 40 years. I've been doing this program since 1999, trying to send the word out there.
Yeah, it is.
We're getting on in time.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about being in Birdland in New York City. Now, I know you were born in Texas.
Dallas.
And came to New York as a young man.
Yeah.
And so playing in Birdland and all the great clubs in New York is a special thing, and especially for my folks listening around the world that have never been to New York, I'm getting shivers thinking about this, and would love to just snap their fingers and be in Birdland here in Cedar Walton or being in the scene. Can you just put into words what it's like being on that stage playing for a New York audience?
Well,
making
first of
jazz?
All, I can relate to those people because I used to feel the same. Well, I used to feel goose pimples thinking about coming here.
Mm.
And my dear mother, Ruth, I got a song named I can't talk. Dear Ruth, because she played piano. She gave me my first lessons. She used to love to read sheet music and sing along. And one of the songs I remember was I'll Be Seeing You.
Mm.
And then fast forward, without exaggeration, 50 or 60 years, I recorded with the great Etta James, who doesn't sing like those songs, you know, who didn't prior to that. It got a doggone Grammy.
Oh, wow.
It was Mystery Lady, the songs of Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But that song, I knew that one. I said, man, and I had to go in the booth and said, Miss James, please, because she wanted to say Children Carousel, you know, in the middle of the song. It's supposed to be Children's Carousel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fearless because the spirit of my mother, I said, Miss James, and she was weighing about 400 pounds at the time. I said, you got to make that singular. No, you got to make that plural.
Right, right, right.
So I digress.
It's okay.
And sounding as he did that night at Birdland, from the album The Bouncer, here's the piece entitled Got to Get to the Island, Cedar Walton and his band on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Cedar Walton from his album The Bouncer, with Willie Jones III on drums, David Williams on the bass. Steve Turay joined him on trombone on this album, and Vincent Herring played multiple reeds and woodwinds, along with Cedar Walton on piano with Got to Get to the Island from The Bouncer. We'll hear more from that album and talk further with Cedar Walton, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago, which reads as follows. I'm a big fan of your show, and I'm requesting a playlist. When you talked about the Belgian man who passed away in 2008, I would like a playlist of that show. Thank you. Your big fan from Ethiopia, Firu Firijun. Well, I was happy to send along that playlist, and if you would like to have a playlist of what you hear here on Jazz America, I'll be happy to forward that to you. You can also see the playlist each week on the Moja Radio website. That's where I post the program each week on my own personal website for my online radio channel, Moja Radio, M-O-J-A, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, mojaradio.com. Just click on the Voice of America logo on the homepage, and you'll be taken to the page where you can hear the show anytime during the week and also see the playlist. Speaking of passing away, it is my sad duty to tell you that a guitarist who was very popular in the world of modern jazz and groove jazz, blues, and pop music, Jeff Golub, passed away on the very 1st of January at the age of 59. He suffered from a rare brain disorder that led to blindness and loss of a lot of his functionality physically. Very, very popular, as I mentioned, and worked with many people down through the years, with jazz artists like Gatto Barbieri, saxophonist Bill Evans, trumpeter Rick Braun, and saxophonist Gerald Albright, keyboardist Jeff Lorber. He worked with pop artists like Ashford and Simpson, as well as with Rod Stewart. He was his primary guitarist for a number of years. But it was his own solo work as a jazz guitarist and blues guitarist that made him most popular. He was a wonderful person, too, always smiling and always friendly and very, very talented. His last recorded effort was titled Train Keeps a Rollin', and it was related to an event that happened, sadly, in his life. He had gone blind and was standing on the subway platform in New York City, and the subway car came into the station. He was caught by the subway car and drug into the tracks. He survived, but see what a wonderful attitude he had by naming that album Train Keeps a Rollin'. He did that album with the great guitarist from England, Brian Auger, and I wanted to play for you the title cut from that work as we remember guitarist Jeff Golub, dead at the age of 59, here on VOA's Jazz America. Cedar Walton's great composition, Cedar's Blues, interpretation by another New York-based pianist, David Hazeltine, from his album, I Remember Cedar, from just a few months ago. I love what he wrote in his liner notes. Cedar Walton passed away on August 19, 2013. This CD is a testament to my deep love and admiration for this musical genius. For many years, a special part of my Christmas Eve ritual was to go to the Village Vanguard and listen to Cedar Walton. The last time was in 2012, and I remember during the cab ride home telling my wife Lizzie that how fortunate we were to have listened to and spent time with such a remarkable man. I think my exact words were, "Do you realize that we just hung out with Mozart?" Well, that's some deep and positive thoughts for someone who was a deep and positive person and influence on many musicians and many people in general, Cedar Walton. And it was in 2012 that I went to Birdland and went backstage to have this conversation with him. Now, Cedar Walton passed away in Brooklyn, New York, where he made his home. But he was born and raised, as I mentioned earlier, in Dallas, Texas. And I ask him how much of Texas remained with him, even to the last days of his life.
Do you think any Texas sticks with you?
Oh, yeah, well, certainly. I got a couple of friends still there. I mean, more than a couple, but that I call, that I talk to sometimes, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I meet people from Texas who reside in Texas. I met a lady last night.
But in your soul and in your music, do you still feel like Texas is still there?
Well, not consciously, no. It's been a long... that's a very good question, but I came in when I was 13, 47. Yeah, right. Jack Robinson was still playing at Ebbets Field. That's where I wanted to go. And I went and the people we were staying with. And my mother went up to the Apollo and heard Count Basie and Billie Holiday.
Oh, my goodness.
And as I got old, I said, boy, I wish I'd have gone up there. But, because she didn't stay with him but a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't hear any records of them together. But, boy, would I like to have seen that. But she was a big jazz fan.
And you're now once again continuing the answer from earlier. Those folks around the world, you just saying, Billie Holiday at the Apollo. This is once again shiver material.
Cafe Society, but we're jumping at the Woodside.